Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Latte.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a Friday evening.
Are you all latte'd up?
I'm lathering as we speak. I'm creating a master foam.
A master foam, interesting.
For the top of my latte.
Oh, I see. Little pattern on top, little love heart.
Yes, I was trying to work out what design to do.
I've had love hearts.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
On occasion. What?
It's pretty hard to write F off in foam.
It's just under a month until Kate Middleclass marries Prince William and the royal family has fun, blah, 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 blah. We hear that she's got a hen's party organised.
Kate surrounds herself by real English rose type ladies. They're very quiet.
Right, so instead of this, it'll be this. Ugh. Maybe they need to inject some rainbow. Bring the Two Fat Lattes. Sir Benny and Frank Latte.
We blur the lines of good taste, fashion.
Hoping to get an invite. Soon, Joy 94.9.
She needs us, that girl.
She does need us. But although I was reading here that she is organising, her sister, Pippa Middleclass.
Pippa Middleclass.
She's organised her hens.
Mm.
And apparently, and Prince Harry's organising Willie's do. Bachelor gig.
Everyone's been talking about it here. There's not here in Australia, is it?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they go to another country to do a hen's
night. Oh, you would if you had that much cash.
So I think Prince Harry and Pippa are going to get together and work it out. And apparently one of the events that she's planning is a Dirty Dancing themed party.
Oh, as you do.
For the family in Berkshire.
Oh, and they're just the right people to have around when you want to do Dirty Dancing is your family. Cool.
Especially the Queen.
Nothing like grinding up against your mum. Is it?
There's nothing like that.
Mm. Couldn't they go to like Studio 52, whatever it's called?
Four.
Where do you go these days?
I'm sure they've got a couple of, you know, good venues in London, surely.
If you had like a really big, like if you had a suitcase full of money, where would you go to have a party? You know, when you have a royal wedding and you go to a designer to get your dress made, does she fork out that or does do the taxpayers?
I reckon we pay for pretty much everything.
Not us. We don't pay for it.
Aren't we part of the Commonwealth?
No, the mines and stuff do.
The what's do?
The mines.
As in like mines in WA?
In Western Australia.
What do you mean?
Well, they pay royalties on the mines.
Do they? You know more than I do.
Well, you don't own prime real estate and not rent it out.
It is called Crown Land.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, that's why they're here.
That's why they're doing an inspection.
You need the landlord to come around once in a while. Hey, is he coming into the studio?
I don't know. Is he?
Haven't
you organised it?
I've tried. He just doesn't return my... After that hug he gave me last year, he doesn't return my calls.
He was A-frame hugging.
He blocked me on Grindr.
You're obsessed with boats lately.
Yes, because they go down. Yeah. You know, like... Why? What do you mean?
No, you like parties on boats all of a sudden.
No, I said to you that you and I should organise a big dance party.
Well, yeah, because you want to get always into, on a boat.
Because Frank Latte wants to do DJing, right? And he wants me to host the night. He wants to DJ.
Well, yeah, that's right.
And I said, well, we'll have a gay night on a barge, right? And we'll just float down the Yarra. Maybe on a day when it's not brown.
Well, that's going to be quite a day when that happens.
So you and I will host a party on a barge. On the Yarra, and I said we'll call it Gay Barge. A night of Gay Barge. Don't you think that would be cute?
It would be cute. It would be a lot to do just to call it Gay Barge.
Why? A night of Gay Barge with the Lattes.
I think you just like the name.
I do. I want to wear Gay Barge t-shirt.
Well, you just need to roll around in the dumpster that Lady Gaga was in.
Actually, just reading through some of the messages we've got. Can I
read
say
quickly?
We've got one from Katie. She says the title is Latte Time. She says, "Hi, Benny and Frank. I've been having a shitty day, so I'm listening to you hoping to be cheered up. Make me laugh, please." Love Katie. She loves our work, apparently. We've been docking with some Sean at the moment from Vancouver.
Some Sean?
No, from Sean. We've received a docking clamp from Sean in Vancouver, Canada. Thank God it's Friday. I get to enjoy you again. As for my gay christening, you know how we're talking about. I think we talked about him last week. We were talking about gay christening. He said, here are some things to help. I love musical theatre. Dragons, Joy 94.9. My totem animal is the fox.
Do they have? Because in Canada they do totems, don't they?
Oh yes, they love the. They like the Tinklet Indian, the Tinklet. What's that?
See, when we're christening him, we need to play this and salute.
Oh, do we?
It's the Canadian national anthem.
Oh, this is for the gay christening. Do we pour a glass of shandy? I think at a gay.
You need bubbles.
I think at our gay christening ceremony.
Yes.
We have.
You know what?
We have a champagne flute of shandy with a brandy chaser.
Absolutely, and you can't do one national anthem. It has to be a mashup.
A mashup anthem. Wow. Yes. I like that idea.
Yes,
Frank.
It needs to be a mashup.
What about the cake? So do we have to pour something over them?
What do you mean? When we're placing a sword on or something on their shoulder,
well, we can either,
like a knighthood?
We can either place something on their shoulder. I like rubbing something on their forehead.
It's not Ash Wednesday. Or maybe it is, actually.
No, I like to rub a little bit of oil into their forehead.
Oil?
Yeah, essential oil. Come on, you need to get into the whole symbol. I think what we need to do is as the gay hatchling is presented to us, we anoint them with some oil. But what sort of oil? Is it from a stock pot? Like, you know,
it's been cooking over heat for a while, for about 3 hours.
We need some sort of ointment or
a decoction.
That,
you know, with rosemary and lavender and
yeah, that's
brandy
symbolic,
and
it's symbolic of our plight as the colour inflicted.
The colour inflicted.
Because now what you're taking on the journey, the responsibility.
That's true.
Of bringing glitter and light to the
it
otherwise.
Is true. It is a big
it's
responsibility.
It's a big responsibility, and some fall by the wayside,
they
Frank.
Do. They do.
And you know what I've noticed on my I've been doing a lot of research is that when there's a lot of rainbows that go rancid, some rainbows are nasty. Have you noticed that?
Some
are. Oh, we don't want to dwell on it, but geez, they can be nasty.
Yes, that's true.
Somehow
they need a new glitter
injection. Somehow some rainbows have got it in their brain
that
they're somehow, because they're, you know, trim, taut and terrific, that makes them a higher form of species. I can tell by your voice you're gagging.
I am gargaring.
You're gagging for a gaga.
Well, I, you know, because I absolutely dislike this person intently.
And why do we spend time talking about
her? Because I think she's hilarious. Although this is not her in this instance, it's actually.
I knew you had a bit of gaga on your breath.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I could tell.
Really? Apparently, broadcasters in Malaysia. Now, Malaysia tend to be a bit.
Oh, they've got fabulous broadcasting there.
Yeah, they're a bit strict, and they're refusing to play some of her lines in her new song
because they would be able to understand them.
No, because I think it encourages public acceptance of gay people, Benny.
Oh, you don't want that.
You don't want that.
You were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive.
So it's no matter gay, straight or bi, or transgender something, something,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what she says,
right,
in the song.
Does she say I was born to survive?
I was born this way.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
Lovely. I love it.
Beautiful
yes.
lyrics.
Okay. So what did the Malaysian government do?
Well, they banned it. They garbled it. So and they didn't like it. So they don't want to encourage this kind of behaviour.
So they, what did they do?
They've edited the song with some garbled lyrics.
Oh. You were born this way. The hills are alive with the sound of music. I was born to survive. Well, you know, I
love that.
Yes.
They've done a really good job.
You know, what better way to make a song more easier to listen to than to throw a bit of Julie Andrews at it?
I would have thought, you know, that. And I think they've actually done another rendition of it as well.
Oh, have they?
Yes. You were born this way. Warnie, put your wanger away, mate.
Warnie, put your wanger away. I was born to survive.
See, I like that one too.
That's pretty good. But I loved Julie Andrews, you know, her remake of Erotic.
No, give us a rendition, Benny.
Erotic, erotic, put your hands all over my body.
Now, see, I like that.
Could Susan Boyle do a remake of a Lady Gaga song? No, she's going to gag. Oh, she coughed up a furball. She'd been licking her nipples.
Oh my God.
In the world of showbiz, there's some exciting news about an 80s gay icon, Wonder Woman.
Liz Hurley is back in front of the camera to play the villainous Veronica Kale.
And now it's made Frank reminisce about daggy TV shows.
And the point of it is?
Oh, we've got the Dallas thing. Okay. Just indulge me,
Benny. Can we just talk over the top of it?
Yeah, talk over the
top. There's no lyrics, is there? Frank.
The Two Fat Lattes. Humour from 2011, fashion from 1981.
I'm looking like Maggie Tabra in Greymar.
Joy 94.9.
Thank you for bringing that up, Producer Paul. And that, you know, showing my age and everything.
Hmm.
Ooh, I know the Dallas theme, that's scary.
Well, you're not, you know.
And the Wonder Woman theme, bizarrely enough.
Do you know the words?
Wonder Woman! Dallas didn't have words.
Dallas didn't, but Princess Diana did.
What do you mean?
Like Wonder Woman. She's Princess Diana. She was she of the Amazons.
Oh, her
right. Her name's Diana.
Oh, so you know more than I do.
God.
I haven't watched it in a while.
That was her name. She's Princess...
Yes, I know. Oh. It's coming back to me now.
I'm not thinking... No, you know, not the other one. I've got a couple of messages here. I've got one here. It says, hello, Benny. Can I ask you, what do you think... of the news that Lara Bingle and Briny...
you love Briny.
Briny Gord is Bryn.
Yes.
Oh, it's not Briny.
I like Briny.
I like Briny.
I like Briny too.
There's no better place for tuna in Briny. that they're going to be on the next Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, so, wow. We should be on there with them.
Why doesn't anyone ask us to be
on
Dancing
with the
Stars? I want to
be matched up with a guy though.
You dirty bird.
Not a chick.
You dirty bird. Oh, no, you got to do chick once.
No.
You got to do chick once in a while.
I want a punky guy. What's wrong with that?
You're a punky Brewster. It's the Homo Helpline. We've received one. Oh, have you got your gloves on? You may need your gloves tonight.
I'm putting them on right now. Thank you.
Oh, click. And I'm.
There was no click.
I've just put some talcum. Can we put talcum powder on mine first? And now I'm just slipping my hand in right now.
You had a click.
Yeah, I had a little click. Yeah, mine flicked back. It's very tight. They're very tight, aren't they?
They are tight.
They're like
tonight.
A second skin. Reminds me of our dockers overseas. Now, let me see. We do have a Homer helpline. One, I can't really read because it actually involves real medical advice.
Right. We don't do that.
We don't do real, do we? We can't do real, we can't do medical. Hello, Lattes. I've traditionally been a broadcaster, a podcaster, but I recently settled in Amsterdam. I just moved in with a Northern Californian jock dude type.
Right.
Yes. And on the first night, he proceeded to show me his favourite coffee table book. Not so bad.
Would you do that on your first night in together?
I wouldn't rooming? I wouldn't show my cocktail book to
cocktail?
Oh, was it cocktail?
Coffee
book.
It's a bit odd to show a coffee table.
Well, it's like showing someone your favourite sponge recipe.
Because it is a large book. So would you show a large book to somebody you don't know?
I can imagine that, yes, I do know guys that would show me their large book first, up front.
Would you?
Only if it's a Mapplethorpe or something like that.
Oh, right.
Or an Annie Leibovitz.
Without you having known
I did
them.
Once meet a man and he showed me his Annie Leibovitz up front. He said, let me show you my Annie Leibovitz.
And then he showed you his Mapplethorpe.
And I said, well, I've got a Coco Chanel.
I don't know if they equate.
Mine was a little bit more stylish. I get where he's coming from. But then there's some boys that love showing you their architectural manifest. They're there.
Oh, yes.
You know, they've got... Do you know what I mean?
Yes. See, their grand design book.
At the moment, on my coffee table, if you come in, you're going to get an eyeful of a bakery.
Oh.
I've got a baking book on my coffee table.
See, I've got cookbooks and I've got an atlas.
Oh, you're pulling out the big one. The atlas. You are amazing.
Why?
Because you just will not leave the 70s alone.
What do you mean?
Because, see, you...
I love atlases.
When you bring those young hatchlings home, when you bring those young...
Because there's so many.
When you bring those young boys home, they're going to go googar over an atlas.
Are they?
Yes, because they have no idea what an atlas is. They're onto Google Maps, mate.
Oh, see, I'm old school.
See, you're old daddy. You're an atlas daddy.
Well, the atlas I bought 20 years ago.
They gag for that. They gag for heirloom. You know what I mean? You pulled out your heirloom. And
Benny, can I just say it's not that old.
I know where you're going with this. You're going to shock them with the fact that borders have changed. Do you know what I
this
mean?
This is when Yugoslavia was Yugoslavia.
They're
going to
go, what? What's
Croatia?
They're going to go, what's Yugoslavia?
And do you remember Czechoslovakia? Well, now it's the Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Yes, and then you're going to point your finger at Botswana. They're going to love you. They'll get a good.
How did it become a lesson for me? It's a lesson for this person here.
For what's his name? From Matthew. No, Matthew is listening and learning as we speak.
Spoke.
But
thanks, Julia Gillard.
No, but see what you want to do. But see, it's all about what people, what they present, tells you a lot about what they want.
Well, I had no thought about what I was presenting. No, I didn't do it on purpose.
Yes, you did.
I've always had that.
You did it
there.
Subconsciously. This is the beauty of
that's what I'm saying.
This is the beauty of the gay brain. See, there is method to the madness.
Right, okay.
Because you're saying a lot about who you are. You're telling people that you're a lost soul, a bit of a traveller. you like geographical boundaries. You're in the wrong geographical place.
Why
the wrong? I'm looking for someone to travel with.
Really? All of that?
Yes, you are. See,
for the last 20 years, that's what I've been telling people.
I would imagine you're the type of person that's gagging to get on an aeroplane and just go somewhere.
But I haven't been around for... out.
No. But it's not whether you have or not. It's the energy.
Oh, I love travelling.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong.
And that's what you want that person to understand, to get a glimpse of who you are. I love a loaf of bread, so I'm putting out the bakery book. So if they go
you love for puff pastry,
yeah. So if someone picks it up and goes, "Wow, I'm gagging for an apple pie,"
there's a tranny.
Yes,
we're talking about lesos, gays. Let's talk about trannies. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Remember the transsexual, I should say, Dana International that won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1998.
No,
you don't remember her
from Israel.
She was from Israel.
Oh yeah, I remember her.
Oh, we got the song. Viva la Ria, viva Victoria, Afrodita. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
She won for Israel. That's enough.
Is Israel part of Europe?
No, I don't get that.
Why is that happening?
It's Eurovision, but you know, all these other countries can enter.
They're all encompassing.
Anyway, she was the one who won 1998 for that song Diva.
Right.
Well, she's coming back. She's now 39.
Oh, watch out, Warnie.
And she's got a song called Ding Dong.
Ding Dong?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yes, and she wants to win it again.
Not with Ding. You can't win with Ding Dong.
Well, she won with Diva.
What's
Do you want to hear Ding Dong?
Yeah, let's hear Ding Dong. Ding Dong,
say no more. It's the same.
And it's made Oh, damn. Oh, oh.
I know where to go, and I'm coming. I know where to blow, and I'm coming now.
Dong.
We should rewrite the lyrics.
We do. We should bring out a Christmas album. I want your ding dong.
They sound the same, was my point.
It's okay. Same is okay. It's okay. Well, same, but different.
It's 12 years later, but, you know, she's doing the same thing.
She was hoping that half the people wouldn't still be around. Well, it is.
Lucky we're here to keep her on the straight and narrow.
It's tough out there, Frank.
Is it?
Yeah, in
Eurovision land.
In, you know, wherever.
Israel. Maybe you're laughing.
Now, let's continue with Matthew.
Do a recap.
In Amsterdam, his homo helpline.
The guy that he lives with brought out the coffee table book.
Yes, he's moved in with a North Californian jock type dude, and on the first night he proceeded to show off his favourite coffee table book.
How about?
Yeah, not so bad in itself, except that it was soft porn. It was a titty, it was like a titty coffee table book, and it was 3D.
Titty's coming at you.
Yeah, in the book. Oh. So he says, I don't think he's quite getting it. I've never had to come out to anyone before. And this is actually strange because, like, we're talking about Matthew coming out to his flatmate. We've actually received another homo helpline about people coming out at work tonight. So it's all coming out in the woodwork.
Oh, look at that. Let it's always see. Happening.
How should I go about coming out to my beige housemates?
So he's convinced that this guy is actually beige.
Well, if he's got a titty book.
Well, you know.
I don't know many.
People have many interests.
I don't think rainbows have titty books unless they're lesbies.
You think so?
Yeah. It's just new and I don't want to. Oh, he's just new. So the relationship at work in the living arrangement is new. So I don't want to ruin it, our new arrangement. He also used to live in the West Village in New York. So he can't be all that homophobic.
Right.
What do I do? Feel free to edit this. Oh, no, we just read it out as it was.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Matthew. Look, Matthew also then contacted me. He sent me a couple of emails during the week because what happened was Matthew went out to a gay bar in Amsterdam.
Right.
And then,
is there follow-up to this?
Yes. And then what happened was the friend, the American flatmate, ended up meeting them out or, like, went into this nightclub with his girlfriend and they saw Matthew pashing someone on the dance floor and grinding, etc. And so then I said, well, there's no real need to read out your home helpline because now he knows. And he said, but do you think he does? And I said, well, if you had your tongue down some other guy's throat in a nightclub,
it's kind of obvious.
He may suspect something. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
If your breath smells like spam, he might have a little inkling.
Just a little. So, I mean, that's kind of redundant now then. Because he knows.
Thank you for wasting 15 minutes of our time.
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.